As we get closer to Good Friday, the gospel presents us even more of this drama, the ominous weight of the betrayal of Judas, but also the prediction of the betrayal of Peter. And so these three characters in the gospel today, John, the beloved disciple, and then Judas and Peter, as we reflect today, as we go about our day and reflect on the gospel and the scriptures, maybe we can examine our hearts, which one of these characters are we? And perhaps during the day, that role will switch from one to the other. As we attempt and desire to lay our head on the chest of Jesus, to be so close to his sacred heart, then, like Judas, to turn completely and to seek our own will, our own desire, our own wants. And then so often we're like Peter, this in between, the fickleness that I spoke about on Palm Sunday, this desire to do God's will, but this attachment to self, so easily swayed by our emotions and passions and the movements of the moment. And so we pray for the grace to be deep, have deep roots of faith, of hope, of trust, to be like St. John the Beloved, to truly desire to remain with our head next to the beating sacred heart of our Lord, so we can receive from him the graces we need to persevere. Persevere through the dark times, the times that are sure to come in our life that test our faith. The John the Beloved shows us where the best place for us to be is near Jesus with our head on his sacred heart. In that first reading, this second servant song, the prophecy of Isaiah, of who this coming Messiah would be. We see how intimate the knowledge of the Father is for this servant. How intimate, and we heard about Jesus talking about him and the Father, we see it predicted, prophesied in that first reading. And he says something there about being a light to the world, that he's too small to be a light simply for the chosen people of Israel and Jacob, Israel and Judah, that his light will shine to the whole world. And this is the call of the church and the call of each one of us, that as we seek the grace to have a deeper faith, deeper roots, as we seek to have our head close to the beating heart of our Lord and Savior, that we become more like him. And so he who is called to be a light to the world, so are we. And so we ask for that grace of strength, of perseverance, of fortitude, these wonderful virtues that we need to persevere, so that the darkness of the world will be overcome by the light of Christ, the light of Christ shining through each one of you. This wonderful week where we get this pause, slow down, and really enter into the mystery of Christ's Paschal mystery, the suffering of Christ. And again, as I mentioned on Palm Sunday, we see in the gospel today just who is in control. That Jesus is in control. He's this commander, this colonel going to battle with the devil, always reaching out a hand of reconciliation to those who stray. But he's in control, and he knows who his enemy is, and he knows what it takes to defeat him. And so we can surrender ourselves to him and to his holy will. Surrender ourselves to him amidst the darkness, the trials, the struggles, knowing that he will never abandon us. But as we stay faithful, then we truly will be a light to the nations. Let's pray for that grace to receive Jesus as he is and then go out into the world piercing the darkness. Amen.